愿大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
请我们来看耶利米书第一章。
Let us all turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1.
耶利米书的第一章。
Jeremiah chapter
1. 第十节。
Verse 10.
耶利米书第一章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10。
看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行、拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。
Verse 10, see, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
这一段圣经是神对耶利米的一个托付。
This verse is a message from God to Jeremiah.
那个时候耶利米还很年轻。
At that time, Jeremiah was still very young.
神要叫他做一件事情。
God told him to do one thing.
就是要在列国来施行、拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又建立、栽植。
That is to appoint him over nations and kingdoms to uproot, tear down, destroy, overthrow, build and plant.
就是要改变以色列国。
That is, the meaning is to change the kingdom of Israel.
只有改变才能得福气。
Only when they change that they can receive blessing.
一个人如果要相信神，就要决心要改变。
For a person to believe in God, then he must make resolution to change.
不愿意改变的人很难信神。
It's very hard for someone who refuses to change to believe in God.
那这里的改变分两个阶段。
The changes here was divided into two stages.
第一个就是把它旧的拆掉、打掉。拔掉。
First is to uproot, to destroy the old one.
这个旧的包括旧的观念、旧的想法、旧的生活方式。
And this including their old thoughts and ideologies and their old ways.
然后新的才能够建立起来。
Then you can build a new one.
这个不简单。
This is not easy.
改变不简单。
Change is not easy.
最难改变的不是神。
And it's not hard for God to change.
虽然神很伟大。
Even though God is great.
最难改变不是他。
But the one who needs to change is not God.
最难改变的不是他。
The hardest to change is not God.
最难改变是我们人，我们自己。
But the hardest to change is us, human beings.
我们现在在这个世代，我们生活的困难不是物质上。
And today, our difficulties in life does not lie on our material things.
是属灵上，还有思想上。
But it's more on our thinkings and our spirituality.
即使我们现在生活水准最普通的一个人，比起一百年前，都是在顶尖了。
Because the quality of life that the common person have nowadays is already a higher level than 100 years ago.
那比起上千年以前，我们现在等于活在天国。
And compared to 1,000 years ago, our life today can be compared to living in heaven.
所以现在的困难不是在物质上。
So our problems today does not lie on material things.
是在属灵上，还有思想上。
But it's on spiritual things and in our mind or our thinking.
那我们的困难在哪里？
So what are our problems?
传道书给我们一个做结论。
Ecclesiastes give us a conclusion.
我们现在回来看传道书第一章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter
1. 第二节。
Verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 2.
传道者说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Verse 2, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless.
这个第二节啊，就是我们刚刚读耶利米书那一节啊，所说的拔出、拆毁、毁坏。
So what we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2 is what was mentioned in Jeremiah that we need to uproot, to destroy, and to tear down.
那到传道书的最后一章的几节啊, 就是建立, 栽植。
And the last few verses of Ecclesiastes tell us to build, to revive.
那这个第二节就是对人生的一个结论。
And so verse 2 here is the conclusion of life.
到底我活着一辈子我得到什么?
When one lives all his life, what did he gain?
这个是我们要想的问题。
This is something that we need to think about.
而且越早想越好。
And the earlier you think about this, the better.
那我们人生的方向你才可以调整，才会正确。
Then you can adjust your direction in life.
因为人不可能你尝试过以后, 然后才开始再来改变。
Because it is impossible for you to change after you have experience on things.
那个太晚了。
Because it'll be too late.
所以我们为什么要读历史?
Then that's why we study history.
因为从历史里面你可以学到很多的教训。
Because from history you get a lot of teachings.
所以你不需要重复别人的错误。
So you do not need to repeat other people's mistakes.
然后我们可以过一个更好的生活。
And then we can live a better life.
那传道书就是在讲所罗门的历史。
And so Ecclesiastes tells about the history of King Solomon.
他是最有智慧的一个人在地上。
He is one of the most wise men on earth.
他曾经一生追逐过很多我们现在在追求的。
And he pursued after a lot of things that we nowadays are still pursuing.
但是他最后一个结论。
But his conclusion is,
如果没有神,
if there's no God,
你在世界上一切的追求都是空的。
Then all the things you pursue in this world is meaningless.
这个好像一个棍子要当头一打下来，要让我们醒过来。
And so this is like us being hit on the head and awaken us.
如果我们的生活不是为着神，不是以神为中心。
If we do not live for Christ, if Christ is our God, is not the center of our life.
你书读得再好，你工作 地位再高，你钱赚再大，你生活水准再高，都是等于零，虚空。
No matter how good you are at study, how good a job you have, or how good a life you have, then all of these is actually meaningless.
那接下来，所罗门就用十一章的时间在解释为什么。
And through 11 chapters, Solomon tried to explain why.
所以，除非我们彻底的觉悟，没有神，人生是虚空的。
Unless we totally understand that without God our life is meaningless, then we will not pursue after God wholeheartedly.
那我们真的如果了解没有神，人生是虚空的，我们对这个世界就会淡化，很认真来追求神。
If we do realize that without God life is meaningless, then we will not look at this world favorably, and we will focus on pursuing God.
最近到一个教会。
Recently, I went to church.
一个弟兄新被选做教会负责人。
A brother had just been elected as a church council member.
那个教会的传道就说他改变很大。
And the pastor in the church told me that this brother had changed a lot.
因为以前叫他做圣工，他都不做。
Because in the past, when we asked him to do holy work, he would refuse.
现在做得非常认真。
But now he's very serious.
其实他的生活水准非常高。
And he had a very good life.
那为什么会改变? 以前他都不做, 现在非常投入。
So what makes him change that in the past he would not do anything, but now he is very serious in his doing holy work.
虽然他差不多只有40出头岁, 但他已经觉悟。
He's only about 40s, but he already realized that his life before was very meaningless.
那当他有这样一个觉悟的时候, 要改变就不是很困难。
And when he realized this, then it is not very hard for him to change.
但是如果我们一直觉得我现在这样活得很好, 但是我根本就不在乎神,不在乎圣工, 我们就很难改变。
But if we think that our life now is good and we do not care about God or holy work, then it's very hard for us to change our life.
所以观念上的改变是非常重要，但是很难。
And so to change one's thoughts or one concept in life is very is the key point, but it is also very hard.
那传道书不是要叫我们有消极啊灰色的人生的想法。
And Ecclesiastes does not teach us to be a pessimist or have a negative view of life.
好像一个小孩子啊，父母叫他认真读书，他说有什么用？一切都是虚空，这个就是错误。
For example, if a parent told a child, you need to study hard, but the child say, what is the point of that? Everything is meaningless anyway, so that is wrong.
读书是虚空的，在一个前提之下，就是你不是为着神。
And studying is meaningless under one precondition, that is, you are not doing that for God.
但是如果你是为着神，
But if you study for God,
读书是不虚空的。
Then studying is not meaningless.
我们有更好的工具来服侍神。
Because we will better equip ourselves to serve God.
所以如果我们在读这个罗马书，
So if you were to read the book of Romans,
如果保罗现在是律师的话，他是顶尖的律师。
If Paul were to become a lawyer today, he would become the best lawyer.
他从第一章到最后一章，这个条理非常的严谨。
And from the first to the last, he really know all of the regulations and laws.
就是他受很好的教育。
And he have received a very good education.
所以我们在做一件事情是不是虚空？如果从信仰来看，最后的一点就是我们是不是为着神。
So in everything we do, whether or not it's meaningless, it determines because on whether or not we are doing that for God.
那上一次我们有提查考过工作。
Last time we talk about work.
工作啊，如果没有神在里面，这是空的。
And if in our work or in our career there's no God, then it's meaningless.
但是如果我们换一个原因来工作，工作就不虚空。
But if our reason for work is different, then this work will become meaningful.
所以同样要工作，但是我们换一个动机跟心态来工作，就不虚空。
And so we are all doing work, but if we can change our motivation and our drive behind it, then it will become not meaningless.
这个叫做超越虚空。
This is called transcending futility.
所以超越虚空不是叫你传道书的以后也不要工作随便啊，读书随便啊，一切都是随便，天天就到教会来聚会，不是这样的。
So transcending futility does not mean that you should just take your study, your work, or your life lightly and just come to church to service every day.
是要改变我们的思想，过一个新的生活。
But rather is to change our thinking.And to change our life.
好，那今天我们要从第五节到第八节来看。
And today we'll read from verse 5 to verse 8.
传道书第一章的第五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5.
好，日头出来，日头落下，即归所住之地。第六节。
Verse 6.
风往南刮，又往北转，不住的旋转，而且转回。转型原道第七节
Verse 7
江河都往海里流海却流不满江河从何处流人归何处第八节
Verse 8
万事令人厌烦人不能说尽眼看看不能饱耳听听不能住
Verse 5 The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises 6 The wind blows to the south and turns to the north Round and round it goes, ever returning to on its course. 7. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. 8. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing.
好，这个第五节第六节就是讲太阳。
Verse 5 and 6 talks about the sun.
第六节就是讲风。
Verse 5 talks about the sun. Verse 6 talks about the wind.
那第七节就是讲江和海。
Verse 7 talks about the streams and the sea.
那这个几个就是代表整个自然界。
5, 6 and 7 represents nature.
我们大家有很多人很喜欢旅行。
A lot of us like to take trips.
到风景漂亮的地方去看看。
We like to sightseeing to a beautiful sceneries.
然后我们照了很多的相。
And then we'll take many pictures.
所以有时候我们到年纪大的时候，你看那个相簿一堆。
And when you're older, you'll see you have a lot of photo albums.
那到底我们在风景区照的这些相代表什么意思？
So what does all these pictures that we took mean to us?
最重要是相里面那个人，还是你所照那个像那个大自然的美。
And it's the
那个重要的关键是里面那个人还是那个自然界。
What's more important is the person who is in all these pictures, or is it the sceneries that's in the pictures?
所以我们常常去旅游，然后到处照相，到最后会相同一个结论。
And so if we often go sightseeing and take pictures, then we'll come to this conclusion.
就是眼看看不饱。
And that is the eyes has never have enough of seeing.
耳听听不足。
Nor the ears fill of hearing.
所以我们在看这个大自然界，有时候常常发现单调的事情一直在重复。
When we look at nature, we see that the ordinary things they keep on repeating.
就是太阳出来，天天重复，一年重复365次。
For example, the sun rises and sets, and it keeps on going for the whole year.
那重复久了，看了你就麻痹了。
And if you look at it every day, then you'll become numb to it.
所以到最后就是厌烦，然后你从大自然好像得不到满足。
At the end, you feel sick of it, and you will not get satisfaction of nature anymore.
我们大家还听过一个故事。
And all of us heard of the story.
就是这个柯达公司，当然柯达有一阵子是非常出名，现在差不多快破产了。柯达公司的创办人。
It's the we all hear the company called Kodak.
创办人。
He's the
founder.创办人
the founder
他事业做得很大，但是他心灵很空虚。
He had a great career or had successful in his career, but yet his life is very empty.
所以他用一个游轮环游世界，找找看有没有什么能够解决他内心的问题。
So he bought a yacht and he go around the world trying to find the solution to this problem.
就是要回到美国之前，他跳下去海里面自杀。
Before he returned to the United States, he jumped into the ocean and killed himself.
因为全世界绕了一圈，真的是眼看看不能足，心灵的空虚没有办法解决，他就死了。他不是没有钱，他很多钱。
Because even though he goes around the world and see a lot of things, but it will not be able to fill his heart, and nor does all the monies that he have.
所以对一个没有神人来讲
，So to a person who does not have God,
这个大自然是一看很好，再看差不多，再看久了你就发现这个也没有什么。
The first glance at nature is so good, but if you take a second look, it's just so-so, and when you take a look longer, it's nothing.
好，那现在我们要怎么超越，在这个自然界里面来寻找意义？
So how can we transcend that and to find meaning in nature?
春天到了。
For example, if summer's coming,
你会觉得非常的好。
You think that it's really good.
你看到自然界你就会觉得非常有意义。
You look at nature, you feel that it's very meaningful.
那这个意义从哪里来？
So where does this meaning come from?
那我们从三点来看。
We'll see from three points.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
二十节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
罗马书第一章二十节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
神看不见。
Even though we cannot see God.
但是神的永能跟神性是你明明可以知道的。
But his eternal power and divine nature is something that we can understand.
神的本性是什么？神的能力有多大？你就看他的创造。
And to realize what's God's divine nature and what, how great his power is, all you need to do is look at nature.
所以很多的艺术家他都有所谓他的杰作 masterpiece。
And so all artists have their own masterpiece.
就是因为这个杰作他出名了。
Because of this masterpiece, they were famous.
那你反复看这个杰作，你就觉得这个人很伟大。
If you look at his work, his masterpiece, you feel that this artist is very great.
因为他可以做的，我们做不出来。
Because we cannot do what he had created.
所以他比我们伟大。
Therefore, he's greater than us.
因此，我们就对他有一种尊敬或者一种崇拜。
And so to him, we have this sense of respect or adoration.
那整个宇宙的存在就是神的杰作。
And so the whole entire world, the nature is the creation of God.
所以当我们在看这个自然界的时候，
And so when we look at nature,
我们就知道神的伟大。
We know how great God is.
那我们对神就会产生一种敬畏的心。
And towards God, we will have this heart of reverence to him.
这个就是自然界给我们的一个意义。
And so this is the meaning that nature can bring to us.
我们看诗篇的第八篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter, Psalm 8.
诗篇的第八篇。
Psalm 8.
第一节。
First one.
说我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth! You have set your glory above the heavens.
这里说神的名何其美。
It says how majestic is God's name.
那这个神的名的美是没有人类历史没有一个人能够比的。
And the majestic of God's name is not comparable to anyone on this earth.
为什么?
Why?
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Because he has set his glory above the heavens.
天就是他的创造。
Heavens are God's creation.
所以神的创造代表神的伟大跟荣耀。
And so God's creation represents his greatness and his glory.
所以他的名是美的。
Therefore his name is majestic.
因此我们每一次到风景区去看。
So every time we visit a sightseeing site,
你看到大自然这么美，
and you see how beautiful nature is.
这个就是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
这个就是神的美。
This is
神的名的美。
This is the majestic of God's name.
所以我们能够在生活当中来接触大自然，对神产生一种敬畏，常常对神产生一种新的敬畏，这个就有意义了。
And so if we go to see nature often and we often have this heart of reverence or fear towards God, then this is the meaning.
我们看十九章诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
诗篇的十九章。
Psalm 19.
第一节。
First one.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
第二节。
Verse 2.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第三节。
Verse 3.
无言无语，也没有声音歌听。第四节。
Verse 4.
他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
Verse 2. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. Verse 3, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. For their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun.
这里讲，诸天在述说神的荣耀。
It says that the heavens declare the glory of God.
所以神天天在讲话，借着他创造的万物在述说他的奇妙，他的伟大。
So God speaks every day through the natures and his creation. He has proclaimed his greatness.
这个就是大自然给我们的启示。
And so that is the revelations that brought about by nature.
哦，让我们对神有一种敬畏的心。
So that we can revere God.
哦，因此在以赛亚书里面说。
And in the book of Isaiah, it says.
他说我们像微尘。
Says we are like dust.
啊，你看这个空气里面有很多微尘。
If you look at the air, it contains lots of dust.
你有没有看到？
Can you see it?
没有看到。
Of course not.
但是是有微尘。
But dust is there.
那为什么你没有看到？
So why is it that you're not, we are not able to see it?
因为太小了，小到你看不见。
Because it's too small, too minute that we cannot see it.
那神的创造太伟大了。
And God's creation is so great.
所以在整个神的创造里面，我们像一粒灰尘。
So in God's creation, a man is just like dust.
那神比他所创造的这个宇宙更伟大。
And God is greater than the world that he created.
哦，所以当我们这样去了解的时候，哦，我们每一次在看这个大自然，我们对神就有一种敬畏的心。
And so if we realize this, and whenever we think of this, then we cannot help but revere God.
哦，所以下一次我们要去旅游，我们就是要去观看神的伟大，然后回来我们对神充满着敬畏。
And next time when you go for a trip, you are going to see God's glory and God's greatness. And in your heart, you shall feel that you revere God even more.
哦，那这样环游世界就不会虚空。
And if you do it that way, then when you go around the world, then you will not feel that is meaningless.
这是第一个。
That's the first point.
神的伟大。
God's greatness.
第二个。
Second.
我们来看诗篇三十三篇第五节。
Turn to Psalm 33, verse 5.
诗篇的三十三篇第五节。
Psalm 33, verse 5.
他喜爱仁义公平，遍地满了神的慈爱。
The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love.
哦，这个地方说遍地满了神的慈爱。
Says here that the earth is full of his unfailing love.
啊，所以有时候我们告诉人神很爱你。
Sometimes we tell other people that God loves you very much.
在哪里？我也没有看到。
Where is it? I cannot see.
因此，人很难对神有感恩的心。
So it's very hard for men to feel thankful towards God.
不会觉得神很爱我。
Because you don't feel like God loved you very much.
但是圣经里面说，遍地充满神的慈爱。
But Bible here said that the earth is full of his unfailing love.
为什么这样讲？
Why did it say so?
因为神用这爱来创造这个世界。
Because God created the universe using love.
比方说，一个妈妈有时候要生第一胎还没有生下来的时候，她就已经为小孩子预备了床玩具。
For example, a mother, even before the child was born, she already prepared all the things, such as the cribs or the toys.
那对小孩子生下来说，她也听不懂。
And right after the baby was born, he does not understand anything the mom said.
所以他成长的过程觉得这个好像一切都是自然的。
And so to the baby, it seems like everything he has is just naturally there.
我住在这个房子，这是自然的。
It's natural for me to live in this house.
冰箱打开来就有东西吃，这是自然。
It's natural for me to just open the fridge and I'll find something to eat.
天气热就有暖冷气，这个是自然的。
It's natural for me to turn on the air conditioner when it's hot.
但有一天他长大了。
But one day this child grew up.
他自己要成立家庭。
And he has to establish his own family.
他发现这个是父母的爱。
Then he'll realize that everything that he had before was actually out of his parents' love.
所以为着小孩子好的教育，他要买在最好的学区，多花了很多钱，因此要拼命工作，然后去赚钱来付这个 mortgage.
And to be able to buy a house in a good area with good school, the parents has to work really hard to earn money and to buy that house.
所以父母虽然没有直接告诉我们我很爱你，但是我们生活的这些他的预备，其实就是父母的爱。
So even though our parents may not tell us that they love us very much, But from all the things that they prepare for us, we can see how great their love is.
天父没有出声说我爱你。
And the Heavenly Father did not say to us with his own voice that he loves us.
但是遍地充满神的慈爱。
But the whole earth is filled with his unfailing love.
你看神所创造现在所能够发现的宇宙星球里面, 只有地球是唯一跟大家不一样的。
And if you look at the entire creation of God, only the earth is different from everything else.
为什么?
Why?
就是一个原因。
There's only one reason.
因为他所造的人住在这里, 所以这里就不一样。
Because man whom he created lived here. Therefore, the earth is different from all the other spacious.
所以神创造这个地球是用爱来创造, 因为他造的人要住在这里。
And so God created the earth with love, and because man that whom he created will live in on this earth.
我们看耶利米书第十章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书的第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
十二节。
Chapter 10 verse 12.
第十章的十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 12.
神用能力创造大地, 用智慧建立世界, 用聪明铺张穹苍, 十三节, 祂一发生, 空中便有多水, 激动, 祂使云雾从地极上腾, 祂造电水雨而闪, 祂从府库带出风来。
12. But God made the earth by his power. He founded the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heavens by his understanding. 13. When he thunders, the waters in the heavens roar. He makes clouds rise from the end of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and bring out the wind from his storehouses.
12节跟13节在提到神的本性。
12 and 13 talks about God's divine nature.
12节是讲神的能力。
12 talks about God's power.
神能够创造一个世界, 我们没有办法了解的, 这个就是他的能力的伟大。
God can create this universe that is beyond our understanding, so that is his greatness.
下面说, 神用智慧建立世界, 用聪明铺张穹苍。
He said, it says here in the latter part of the verse that he founded the world by his wisdom, he stretched out heaven by his understanding.
所以我们读书读了很久, 只是去发现神创造伟大的一小小部分而已。
And so all the study that we're doing, of all the years that we study, we only found out a little bit of God's greatness.
还有很多我们不了解。
There's still a lot that we do not understand.
因为神的智慧无穷。
Because God's wisdom is limitless.
你看我们人要造一个车子。
And if we were to see how man wants to make a car,
一直在进步, 一直在改进,
and it keep on improving.
所以80年代车子跟这里现在不太一样。
So the car made in 2008 is very different than the car made this year.
那神所创造, 一创造, 祂说这就是好的, 就不需要改进了。
But what God created, once he created it, he said it is good and it does not need any changes.
这个就是智慧。
And that's wisdom.
所以他能够造一个完美的, 不需要改进的。
God can create things that are perfect, that does not need to be changed.
那13节。
Verse 13.
13节就讲神的爱。
13 talks about God's love.
为什么遍地充满神的慈爱?
Why is it that the earth is full of his love?
发生空中就有多水激动, 就是下雨。
When he thunders, the waters in the heaven roars.
如果没有下雨, 没有下雪, 我们今天干旱, 你就没有办法住在这里。
If there's no rain or snow, then today we'll all live in drought.
所以这个不是自然的, 这是神的慈爱。
So this is not just nature, this is God's love.
从雨从天上降下来。
For the rain to fall from the skies.
所以你看花草, 百物, 因为有水, 就可以一直在, 生长。
So you see all the flowers, the grass, all creations, because we have water, that they can continue to grow.
那13节, 祂使云雾从地极上腾。
13, he makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth.
所以水蒸气一蒸发, 就不会太热。
And so when the water evaporates, it will make it not as hot.
因为会吸收热量, 所以我们的温度就是非常舒服。
And it will decrease the temperature, and so we live in a very comfortable temperature.
啊, 然后他照电随雨而闪,
and he sends lightning with the rain.
一闪电而且产生很多化学元素, 所以你看那个森林里面, 那个黄石公园里面, 为什么长得这么好? 就是因为神闪电在那里。
And with every lightning, it triggers a lot of chemical reactions, and it's good for nature. That's why you see Yellowstone, you see a lot of trees there that grows really well.
它出伏处带出风来，风一吹非常的凉爽，空气很清新。
Brings out wind that makes everything cooler with the breeze.
所以我们在看这个自然界，你就发现有一个意义，意义在哪里？这个就是神对我们的爱。
And so when we look at the entire nature, there's a meaning behind it. The meaning is God's love.
因此我们看到一个花在长，一个风在吹，一个雨降下来，我们对神都有感谢的心。
So when we see the flower blooming, the wind blowing, and the rain falling, and towards all this, when we see it, we will should feel very thankful towards God.
所以这个自然界不是没有意义的。
So in this world, this nature that we live in, it's not meaningless.
这一些都是神的爱在里面，你去想、感受、对神感恩，这个就是意义。
All of these contains God's love. So if you were to see it and think about it and ponder upon it, then you'll see meaning behind it.
但是最重要的,
But the most important thing is,
在神创造这个自然界中，最尊贵的是什么？
And among the creation of the of God's creation, what is the most precious?
大家想，神创造这个自然界里面最尊贵的是什么？
Let us all think about this. What is the most precious things amongst all God's creation?
所以有的人家里养那个宠物，一条狗几千块美金。
Some people will have a pet in their house. A dog might cost around $1,000.
那个是不是最尊贵？
Is that the most precious thing?
一盆兰花几十万美金。
An orchid costs about $1,000.
那个是不是最尊贵？
Is that the most beautiful, the most precious?
你在这个山顶上 view 很好的一栋房子几百万美金， 那是不是最尊贵的？
Or a mansion on top of the hill where you can see all the beautiful sceneries, is that the most precious?
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew 16.
26节。
Matthew chapter 6, sorry.
26节。
26.
你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄仓库，在天上的父上帝往活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？ 在这个比喻里面，主耶稣提到两种。
And so here, Lord Jesus Christ mentioned two things.
第一个飞鸟。
First is the birds of the air.
那接下去他说，你不是比飞鸟贵重多吗？
And he asked, Are you not much more valuable than they?
那接下去讲百合花。
And next is talks about lily.
那最后他也是强调百合，我们人比百合花还有价值。
And he tells us that we are even more precious than the lilies of the field.
那到底神创造当中最有价值的是什么？
So what is the most precious things amongst God's creation?
我们看31节。
Verse
31. 所以不要忧虑说吃什么穿什么喝什么。 32节。
32.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一些东西，你们的天父是知道的。
31. So do not worry, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? 32. For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
原来圣经说神就是我们的天父。
And so the Bible tells us that God is our heavenly Father.
这句话就是说我们就是他的儿子。
Which means that we are his children.
用他的形象造的。
We are created in his likeness.
所以神创造万物当中最尊贵的就是人。
So among God's creation, the most precious one is man.
所以我们看到神创造这个宇宙自然界里面，到最后让我们对神有一种信托交托的心。
And so towards this nature, which we see, then we naturally will have a thankful heart towards God, and we can trust and rely on Him. Because if God takes care of the birds in the air,
我是他的孩子, 他不会看顾吗?
I am His child, wouldn't He be care about me?
如果神装饰百合,
if God have adorned the lilies of the field,
我是他的儿子, 他不会装饰我吗?
I am His child, would not He adorn me too?
因此我们在观看神创造这自然的伟大, 我们对神就有一种信托的心。
And so when we look at the entire nature that God created towards God, we feel that we can rely on Him.
那生活就不会太忧虑。
Then we will not worry too much about our life.
所以这个整个神创造的自然界到底有什么意义?
And so what is the meaning behind all this nature that God created?
第一个,述说神的荣耀, 让我们对他有敬畏的心。
First, it tells or proclaims God's glory and majesty so that we can have a thankful heart towards Him.
第二个, 让我们感受神的慈爱, 所以对他有感恩的心。
Second, it makes us feel His unfailing love so that will be able to feel thankful towards Him.
第三个, 让我们在受造中感觉到我们做人的尊贵。
And third, among these natures, we feel how precious we are.
所以对神有信托的心。
Therefore, we have a reliable, we feel that God is reliable and we trust in Him. Totally.
所以这个大自然就是要强化神跟人的关系。
And so the entire nature is to strengthen the relationship between man and God.
这个就是超越虚空。
And so from this, then we can transcend futility.
所以我们再去自然界观看, 你就不会虚空。
So when you look at nature, then you will not feel it is meaningless.
因为这是有意义的。
Because it is meaningful.
好，唱诗。
Let's sing him.
好。 第几首？忘记了。